Thank you all for coming to this ceremony this afternoon. I am Emily Bivens with the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. I want to start by thanking Applied Blockchain for being members of the Jamestown Area Chamber and investing not only in their future, but the future of our entire Jamestown community. I would like to recognize that Governor Burgum is here. We also have... We also have Representative Dave Nehring here, David Nehring, Republican candidate for House Scott McCarthy, State Electoral Board Director James Schmidt, from the North Dakota Public Service Commission's office, Jack Hsu, Representative Mitch Ostley is here, County Commissioner Denny Ova, and of course, Jamestown Mayor Dwayne Heinrich. So thank you all for coming today. Today's ribbon cutting ceremony is a tangible reminder of the vision and commitment that Applied Blockchain brings to our community. The Jamestown Area Chamber members, ambassadors, and young professionals are here to lift up and celebrate that vision and commitment with the ceremonial cutting of the ribbon. The cutting of this ribbon signifies a new beginning and the obstacles overcome to reach this moment. I can feel the excitement here today as we celebrate this amazing new business joining our community, so thank you. As a representative of the Chamber, I want to congratulate Applied Blockchain and all of those who were involved in this project and helping make it a reality, so thank you. And now, I'm honored to introduce North Dakota's governor. Governor Doug Burgum was elected as the 33rd governor of North Dakota in November of 2016. A native of Arthur, North Dakota, he led Great Plains Software from a small startup company in 1983 into an award-winning tech firm that employed thousands of team members from more than 220 cities across North Dakota. After Great Plains' acquisition by Microsoft in 2001, he remained at Microsoft as senior vice president through 2007. He also founded Kilbourne Group, a real estate development firm committed to creating smart, healthy cities through vibrant downtowns. And he co-founded Arthur Ventures, a venture capital firm that invests in ambitious, mission-driven software companies. Governor Burgum has maintained his connection to his roots through family farm partnerships as a board member for Arthur Companies, a diversified agribusiness company founded by his grandparents in 1906, and through a ranching partnership in the Badlands. Governor Burgum earned degrees from NDSU, the Stanford Graduate School of Business, and is a recipient of North Dakota's highest citizen honor, the Theodore Roosevelt Rough Rider Award, which he received in 2009. Please join me in welcoming Governor Doug Burgum.
Good afternoon, everybody. Well, what a fantastic day for celebration, beautiful day in North Dakota. And it's always great to be back in the Jamestown area. So with all the local officials, Mayor, Connie, Emily, the whole team, great to be here. But I want to express my deep gratitude to all those local elected officials. This has been the last few years. It's like if you're an elected official of anything, school board, township, county, city, it's been hard work going through everything that we've gone through. And so I just want to say, let's give it up for all those elected officials. That'd be great. Appreciate that. And we got a lot of great legislators, but two of them are here today. We got Mitch and we got Dave that are here. Wave your hands. Thank you guys for all you do in the legislature. Thanks for supporting economic development. And I also, of course, at the state of North Dakota, we've got a lot of people working hard on projects like this. It's not a big team, but through our Commerce Department is really where we do economic development. And I haven't had a chance to say hi to him yet, but I understand Shaden Akinson is here from Shaden here. Raise your hand. No, yes, no, back there. There's Shaden back there. I've known Shaden since he was a star basketball player in high school, and he got recruited by a lot of people, so I'm glad we were able to recruit him to the state of North Dakota. But thanks, Shaden, for you and the team at Commerce. Appreciate everything you're doing. You can applaud for Shaden. He's got, that's good. That's all right. But I do want to say, of course, we're here today. You can't celebrate a project like this that's on the cutting edge of innovation unless you've got entrepreneurs, unless you have risk takers, unless you have people that are willing to get out and try to do things with new models in places where people might say it'll never work. It's too different, too new, and whether I'm sad to say or happy to say, the early parts of my career in trying to build a tech company in North Dakota back in the 80s, there was a lot of naysayers. There's a lot of people that, you know, would even come to an event and go, I don't know what those guys are doing. I don't think it's going to work here, and I don't know where it's going to fit in the world. So if the team here has heard any of that, I've been there. But I just want to say thanks for persevering. Thanks for executing. Thanks for all you're doing. But this is a major, like all things in North Dakota, major collaborative event. But I want to give the team at Applied Blockchain for figuring out, because you don't build the digital economy needs power, like electricity power to be able to run on. And whether that's running a server farm that is managing your transactions for products that you bought online, whether it's, you know, managing the emails you're sending back and forth, whether it's all the companies that you interact with, your bank, your healthcare provider, and all the stuff that's going within it, you need power and you need data centers to run all that. And so when we're building these high performance data centers, Bitcoin mining can be confusing to people, but we have power. We've got the right climate for once, for God's sake. Amazing. How about that? We're like, people want to come here because of our climate. They love the fact that we've got, because if you guys, you know, just stand over here and I say literally feel the heat, you can feel the heat coming off these tens of thousands of servers that are going here. Thanks to the great tour, by the way, team. That was fantastic, Mitch and team. That was great to see all that. This is state of the art. This is as good as it get what's been built here, but this is a success story. We with the local contractors and local vendors. These guys first visited North Dakota last July. By August, they had a plan. September 14th, they were breaking ground. And now we got 8 buildings going up. And part of the reasons here is they did their analysis. They said North Dakota has got great supply of electricity to do what we need to do to run a high-performance computing center. They figured that out. So the Otter Tail folks are here. I don't know if they're, are they on the agenda today? Yes, no? If they're not, I'm giving them a shout out right now. Where's from Otter Tail? Who's all from Otter Tail? We got 1, 2, raise your hand. This doesn't happen without Otter Tail. Thank you for all you're doing. These guys run Coyote Station in North Dakota, one of our great power plants. They had 100 megawatts of extra that they're willing to offload here. These guys are gonna use it up and probably more if they keep going on what they're doing. But I would just say earlier this week, something very special happened in North Dakota. We were at Coal Creek with our US senators. Congressman Armstrong, our whole Codell, seemed like, you know, just about every elected official in North Dakota, and plenty to celebrate, because over 2.5 years ago, an 1,153 megawatt power plant, one of the cleanest and best in the country, was announced by Great River Energy, its owner, that they were going to close it. And on Monday, we announced that it would mean a new ownership, and they're investing in it. They're going forward, 650 jobs, multiple communities, Washburn, Underwood, all those. And I said on that day, it's, you know, not just a celebration for those communities, but for U.S. energy policy and for coal country in general, because there's been a war on baseload power around coal. A lot of it's been misunderstood. The war shouldn't be against coal. If you want to have a war, if you're concerned about climate, then be against carbon and CO2 emissions if you want to be against something. But you can't be against coal. Not when in North Dakota we've done the research, we've done the work, and we have the technology to decarbonize it. We can do carbon sequestration. We can take the CO2 off of an ethanol plant. We can take the CO2 off of a coal plant. We can store it underground if you want. It'll stay there forever in our amazing geology. 7,000 feet underground in the Broom Creek formation, 300 feet of sandstone, we can store all the nation's CO2 for the next 50 years, 252 billion tons of CO2. So if somebody wants to have a war on CO2, North Dakota's the answer, because we can take it and we can store it. If you think, hey, transportation fuels should be decarbonized, we can do that, because we can do enhanced oil recovery. 2 weeks ago, Lieutenant Governor was in southwestern North Dakota with Denbury Oil, doing an announcement there. They're gonna be buying CO2, shipping it from Wyoming to North Dakota, putting it underground, and they're going to put more underground than a barrel of oil produces. Denbury Oil will be the first carbon negative oil company in the country. So you could drive your internal combustion machine using American-made gasoline and have it be as negative in terms of carbon as anything else that you could buy in the market today. These are real solutions, and North Dakota can make it work because of our innovation, our technology, and our R&D. And if these the customers of Applied Bitcoin say, we want Bitcoins that are generated, but we don't want any CO2 produced in the process, we can work with our friends at Otter Tail, and we can make sure that the power that you're getting is not only dependable and low cost, but it's also decarbonized. So this is part of the future. So basically, North Dakota's got a solution in terms of energy policy that no state in the nation has. We're the first state in the nation that got primacy away from the EPA. We can permit a carbon sequestration storage well. We can assure people that if they're sending us their CO2, that they'll get a permit. It won't get caught up on who's in the White House and be politicized like so much of energy policy is. And then maybe we can stop, you know, buying energy from our enemies and start, you know, selling it to our allies, which would seem to make common sense. And North Dakota can be a part of that. But anyway, it's no secret that smart companies like these guys here, Applied Blockchain, that they would say, hey, we want to be in North Dakota because of the right policies, because of the reliable and affordable power supplies that are here. So that's why these guys are picking places like that. And the 8 server buildings that have already been built, these guys will tell you they learned something about North Dakota. They learned that people come to work when it's 30 below and the wind's blowing 40 miles an hour. They still show up and they get stuff built all winter long. If you're not from here, we take that for granted. You're not from here, that's kind of like amazing. That people would do that, but we know that people that are from North Dakota understand that, and so we've got the data centers that are happening in Grand Forks, they're happening in Williston. It's a great thing that's happening, as we need this, you know, for the future, for all kinds of things, because like right now they might be doing Bitcoin mining for their customers, but if another customer came along and said, we want a load that we want to put on this thing, and whether it's for, you know, supply chain, healthcare, government, state government, today people are like, what's blockchain? What's blockchain, and why do we need all this servers? We have so much data, every citizen's data, from your, you know, driver's license, your fishing license, your hunting license, your tax data, your kids' school information. We manage, school grades, you know, university stuff, healthcare, Medicaid, whatever. The amount of data, the state of North Dakota, you might think of it as like, oh, it's government. No, state government today in this era is data management. And we're doing it in too many cases. We're doing it the old-fashioned way with too much paper, too slow, too many separated database. The state of North Dakota someday will be so happy they're here. We might be a customer coming and saying, we need some high-performance computing for blockchain. So just thrilled that they're here and thrilled that that Otter Tail was able to get here and figure this out and to sell their surplus power here, which is just fantastic. And I'd say the summary of all of this is that, you know, we're above energy state. I talked about coal because it was a giant big win this week for us to save jobs and save that and provide the baseload. But we're one of the leading producers of wind power. We've got another group that's coming up here that's contemplating this, that's thinking about using some of the power off Garrison Dam as a carbon-free source of power for a data center. And of course, we've got all the things that we can do with using our natural gas as a research and our ethane to produce electricity. So it's happening here because in North Dakota, unlike the federal government, we believe that innovation is the solution to the problems, not regulation. Regulation is backwards looking. Regulation adds cost to companies like Applied Blockchain, and then they don't get to do the work that they're doing. They can't aggregate the capital, they can't get the customers. But when we lead with innovation, we can solve almost any problem, whether it's feeding the world, fueling the world, and North Dakota's future right now never has been brighter. There's over $30 billion of economic development projects that we're in discussion with at Commerce across our state for value-added energy, value-added agriculture, biotech, biosciences, software, and unmanned aerial systems. So it's never been a better time to be a North Dakotan than right now. Our finances are strong. We announced all the plans for the new budget guidelines this summer, and there hasn't been a time in the history of the state when we've been in this strong a financial position, and we've got record revenues pouring in right now as well. So I just say it's a great time if you're a North Dakota citizen. It's a great time if you're a smart company like Applied Blockchain to say, let's get to North Dakota. Let's figure out that we can in 8 or 9 months put up these kinds of impressive leading edge facilities. Nobody else in the world is doing what they're doing. A lot of people are talking about doing this. They're building it. They're delivering it. And so again, thank you, Otter Tail. Thank you, Jamestown Stutzman Development. Thank you, Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, the township that they're working here. We probably got some township officers here that are making this work out here. Thanks, our legislature. It's a team effort when success stories like this happen, but none of it happens if you don't have an entrepreneur and a risk taker that's willing to get the capital together, the team together, and come here and execute the way these folks have. So it's why great, great pleasure to introduce the founder and the CEO of Applied Blockchain here in North Dakota. Let's give it up for Wes Cummins. Wes.
Thank you. Thank you, Governor. I don't really know how to follow that up. It was just fantastic. Hit all the high points. I'm not going to take as much time, but I just want to say thank you to everyone who came out. I see a lot of familiar faces when you were here, when we did this groundbreaking back in September. You guys know what this site looked like back then. And, you know, I think it's absolutely amazing what our team has done, what our contractors have done. We did, you know, we got everyone together. I think we just hit so many of the right people. We came to the right town. You guys have so much here that we haven't found anywhere else, both in the state, in the county, and in the town, that we just got really lucky that we made this match. And then we found the right partners, and as the governor said, in Otter Tail, Chris, his team here at Century Builders, just done an absolutely outstanding job. And as the governor said, we had people work all through the winter. You guys live here, you know how it is, but people were on site every single day and making it happen. And it's just been absolutely amazing. I have to get something out of my pocket here because I don't want to miss anyone. The governor already hit almost everyone here, but the last few people I want to hit, JSDC here, the Development Council for Jamestown. Corey's here. Is anyone else here for Connie? So they're absolutely outstanding, Connie. I couldn't thank you guys enough. Bent over backwards, made this happen for us, made a lot of things happen, made a lot of introductions. Darlene's here. I saw her back. Yeah, Darlene. Chad couldn't make it. He had another engagement, but they've been super helpful to us here in the town. Obviously, I mentioned Chris already, Otter Tail. Two others. Irene from Bitmain is here. If Bitmain, you know, is the name for Bitcoin. That's the name. And they believed in us back in July, made an investment, and really enabled this to get started. And then last but not least, I don't wanna leave out Jason. Jason Zhang right here behind us. He's my co-founder. So we founded this together, and Jason, I don't think either of us imagined this, you know, a year and change ago when we sat out on this. So everyone, thanks again for coming out. Really appreciate it, really appreciate all the support. I wanna make sure if, you know, there's gonna be some other tours of the facility, you know, and other things go on, you can always catch Regina if you need anything else. So everyone, thanks, and thanks for my team here on site. Just been amazing.
I wanted to invite Michael Kelsch with Senator Kevin Cramer's office up to read a letter.
Hello, everyone. My name is Michael Kelsch. I'm the Southeast Region Rep for U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer. I'll make my remarks very brief because I want to be a person standing between conversation and mingling and, you could say, holding up ribbon cutting. But anyways, Senator wishes he could be here today, however he can. He's in D.C. But I'm excited to be here because before I started working for the senator, I had more hair and I was a college student. But during that time, I was able to start looking into cryptocurrency and blockchain, all that, when Bitcoin was first big thing in 2015, 2016. So I'm really grateful I got to be here today. So thank you for coming to North Dakota. Please raise the temperature a couple of degrees during the winter. That's the only thing I ask. And congratulations on the future success of Applied Blockchain. Thank you.
Recognize Mary Christie with Congressman Kelly Armstrong's office. Thank you. Yes, good afternoon. My name is Mary Christie, State Director for Congressman Armstrong, who truly wishes he could be here today. He enjoys being in North Dakota more than any other place, but I am really honored to be here on his behalf. As a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, you can imagine he sees and hears about a lot of issues that y'all have experienced or will experience in the future. What you guys make really easy for him is for him to be in DC and say, look what happens when the federal government gets out of the way. Collaboration and innovation and amazing work by wonderful people and great team members. And if it can happen in North Dakota, it can happen anywhere. As the governor said, with our weather, I don't know that anyone else can use that as an excuse now for for something to not work, but we're really excited for Jamestown, really excited for the community and businesses, and thank you so much for having us, and let's cut the ribbon. I stole her line, I'll let her say it, but thank you.
No, yes. My blockchain representative,